Thank you, Brother Chris, and our choir for leading us in worship this morning. If you have your Bibles, let me invite you to find John chapter 18 and verse 28. John chapter 18 and verse 28. What are you doing with the truth? What are you doing with the truth? As we continue to study God's Word, the Gospel of John, verse by verse and chapter by chapter, we've come this morning to the end of chapter 18. If you were here last Sunday morning, we saw that Jesus was detained and Jesus was demeaned, and by the Apostle Peter, Jesus was denied. That was between the hours of 12 and 3 a.m. on Friday morning, what we often call Good Friday. If you remember, Jesus was also informally questioned by Annas, the high priest emeritus. He wasn't the acting high priest. He wasn't the sitting high priest. He had been high priest in the past and still had great influence as a Jewish religious leader. And on the pages of Scripture, we saw him questioning the Lord Jesus. Today in John chapter 18, verse 28, we're going to pick up with Pontius Pilate. John, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, has left something out. The other gospel writers contain it. John felt no need to contain it. If you'll remember, on this Friday, Jesus was going to go through a religious trial and a Roman trial. Pilate is going to preside over the Roman trial. But John felt no need to include Jesus' religious trial. But you can find it in the other Gospels. It was presided over by Caiaphas, the acting high priest, the sitting high priest. And Jesus, because he claimed to be God in the flesh and guilty of blasphemy, was sentenced to death by the Jewish religious leaders and the Jewish people. But there was a problem. All that they could authorize was stoning. That wasn't good enough for them. They wanted Jesus crucified. And so in order for that to happen, they had to then hand him off to Pilate. Pontius Pilate. And so today, as we pick up in John chapter 18, verse 28, Jesus has already undergone his religious trial. We're going to pick up with his Roman trial. Follow along in the scriptures as I read, beginning John chapter 18 and verse 28. Then Jesus... They led Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium. And it was early morning, but they themselves did not go into the praetorium lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. And Pilate then went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you." Then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." Therefore, the Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what death he should die." And then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I'm a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I've come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him at all. But you have a custom that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Do you therefore want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" Then they all cried again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. And over these next few moments, as you have given us complete access, Lord, would you please give us eyes to see and ears to hear? And then, Lord, as we have already prayed, we continue to pray, we ask for your Holy Spirit to be at work in our lives, drawing us closer to you, training us in righteousness, convicting us of sin, molding and shaping us more into the image of Christ. Our thoughts, our words, our actions, our beliefs, everything about us. In Jesus' name that we pray, amen. This morning, as we go back there to verse 28, notice first of all the examination of the king. The examination of the king. The Jewish religious leaders there in verse 28 are they. They led Jesus from Caiaphas. Remember, that was his religious trial. Now to the praetorium, or the hall of judgment. What we're seeing this morning, as well as next Sunday morning, happening very, very early, all before sunrise, probably between 3 and 6 a.m. on that Friday. And John notes that when he says, "And it was early morning." But they themselves did not go into the praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. This was the Passover weekend, even though the actual specific Passover had happened the night before. That they might eat the Passover, Pilate then went out to them, verse 29, and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" Again, they, the Jewish religious leaders, said to him, "If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you." Pilate's like, "What do I have to do with this guy? He's not a Roman. You might think that he's a threat to me because he claims to be a king, but I don't see any insurrection. I don't see any of his followers. What do I care about him?" But then their response in verse 31, the Jews said to him, "It's not lawful for us to put anyone to death." And when they said that, John adds to, there in verse 32, some editorial comments that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what death he would die. If they were to have stoned Jesus, then most likely he would have encountered some broken bones. But do you remember Psalm 34? Psalm 34 and verse 20. Here's what the text says. "He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken." And so God was orchestrating for Jesus not to be stoned, not to have any bones broken. And then we've also heard specifically how he was to be lifted up. If you go back to John chapter 3 and verse 14, Jesus himself said, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." And so we have Old Testament prophecy guarding against stoning so that the Messiah might not have a broken bone. And in the own words of Jesus, pointing about crucifixion or being lifted up. And so God is fulfilling prophecy even here in what we might think are some arbitrary decisions. As I told you previously, Jesus had been condemned to die. Why? Well, let's go back to Mark's gospel for just a moment. Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14, beginning in verse 60. Listen to this. "And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, 'Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you?' But he kept silent and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him, saying to him, 'Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?' Listen to what Jesus said. 'I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven.' Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, 'What further need do we have of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?' And they all condemned him to be deserving of death." And so here in John chapter 18, in these first few verses, we see the examination of the king. But notice secondly, beginning there in verse 33, we see an explanation of his kingdom. Verses 33 through 38 may very well be a private conversation between Pilate and Jesus. "Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus and said, 'Are you,'" emphasis being on the "you," "are you the king of the Jews?" In other words, you don't look like a king. You're not acting like a king. "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus responded with a question in verse 34. "Are you speaking for yourself about this? Or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate said, I'm not a Jew. I don't really care about you, but you have some things to think about because your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Notice what he says in verse 36. "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Jesus goes on in verse 37, reminding as to why he came. I came into the world to bear witness to the truth. And then Pilate asks that famous question, what is truth? That's a great question for us to ask this morning. What is truth? Well, certainly there are occasions in which truth might be relative. Let me give you an occasion. This next week, I suspect that for most, and compared to most, I will be taller than many at preteen camp. That's a truth. It's relative, because I'm not necessarily taller compared to you in the room this morning, but this next week I probably will be for a while. However, we also know truth to be absolute. For example, water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. That is an absolute truth. It cannot be debated, nor is there any questioning of it. And at the same time, water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Again, absolute truth. And for the most part, that is what truth is, absolute. It is certainly more absolute than it is relative. Pilate asks, what is truth? Now we're going to come back to that answer in just a few moments, but let me share with you a truth, and it's related to verses 36 and 37 here. And here is a truth that I want you to hear this morning. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is different. You say, of course he is. But look at the text. Jesus is different. He says in verse 36, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this earthly world. In other words, and he goes on to explain here, otherwise, my servants would fight. My disciples would be fighting on my behalf right now so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. His servants weren't fighting. His disciples weren't trying to free him from being detained. Because Jesus is different. His kingdom is not of this world. Now, we need to remember that. We specifically need to remember that in 2023 and looking toward 2024 in another presidential election. By the way, his kingdom is not also Republican, nor is his kingdom Democrat. His kingdom is not political. That's the point he's making here. But his kingdom is peaceful. But what does it look like for followers of Christ that Jesus is different and his kingdom is not of this world? Well, think about how we view money. For the follower of Christ, our treasure is not here on earth, but where? In heaven. Think about marriage. Our spouse is not our adversary. Our spouse is our ally. Think about meaning in life. for the follower of Christ. Meaning in life is not found in sex or substances or success. Our meaning in life comes through our Savior. You see, Jesus is different. His kingdom is not of this world. That is a truth that we need to remember this morning. After Pilate finishes this conversation, verse 38 says, "And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, 'I find no fault in him at all.'" Well, that's not what the Jews wanted to hear. Which then brings us to verses 39 and 40. As we've looked at the examination of the king and the explanation of his kingdom, notice verses 39 and 40, the emancipation of a criminal. "But you have a custom. You have a custom," Pilate says to them, "that I should release someone to you at the Passover." And so Pilate then gives them an option. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" Then they all cried out and said, "Not that man. Release for us Barabbas." The word Barabbas is a very general term. It literally means son of a father. I'm a son of a father. In other words, this Barabbas here is just simply a John Doe. But this particular John Doe, here in verse 40, it says that he was a robber. But the other gospel writers say he wasn't just a robber. He was a criminal. He was an insurrectionist. He was a murderer. He was a terrorist. And the Jews, because they were so intent on seeing Jesus crucified, said, "Give us Barabbas. You take Jesus." Now, next Sunday morning, we'll continue in this Roman trial as we go into John 19. But let's conclude this morning talking about Pilate. Pilate asked about the truth, did he not? Verse 38, "What is truth?" He asked about the truth. You might even say that Pilate associated with the truth. The truth being Jesus Christ. Because even here, he has this private conversation. He doesn't find any fault in Jesus. He really just kind of wants to slap him on the hand and let him go. And he'll always, on the pages of Scripture, be remembered and associated with this Roman trial and the Lord Jesus. So he asked about the truth, and to some degree, he associated with the truth. But brothers and sisters, make no mistake about it this morning, Pilate never accepted the truth. He never accepted the truth that he was a sinner in need of a Savior. He never accepted the truth, which is Jesus Christ. "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He asked about it. He associated with it. But he never accepted it. And yet there are some of you in the room this morning. Perhaps you've asked about the truth. Perhaps you've asked, "What is truth?" What is truth? What is meaning of life? You're here this morning, so to some degree, you're even associated with the truth. Maybe you're family or followers of Christ. But let me ask you, have you accepted the truth? Have you accepted the truth that you are a sinner? And your sin separates you from a holy God. Yet Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, has died on the cross and in your place and for your sin. And today he invites you to put your faith and trust in him, to accept him as Lord and Savior, to receive forgiveness of your sins, heaven and eternal life, and a saving relationship with the Son of God and the Son of Man. If you would accept the truth this morning, in just a moment after I finish praying, I'll be standing here at the front. Brother Ronnie will be standing here at the front with me. As we'll be standing all across the auditorium singing a very familiar song, we would invite you today to respond publicly to God's word preached publicly. As you have heard the truth this morning, that we're sinners in need of a Savior. And as you've heard this morning that Jesus Christ can be your Savior, if you accept him as Lord. If that would be true of you this morning, I would invite you to step out one of these aisles, make your way here to the front. We'd love to welcome you, love to pray with you, love to celebrate with you. Maybe you're here today and God is leading you to formally and officially unite with Emory Baptist Church. We'd love to welcome you today. Maybe you just simply need to come and pray here at the front. God's laid something on your heart. You need to pray, just you and him. There's something significant about coming forward and then on bended knee. I'll trust you to do that. But what are you doing with the truth? Pilate didn't accept it. What will you do? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, no one looking around. After I finish praying, we'll give you the opportunity to respond publicly to God's word. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. We ask and pray this morning, Lord, that your Spirit has been at work in our midst. We pray that you would draw men and women and boys and girls unto yourself. Give them faith to believe and courage to confess you before men, so that you will confess them before our Father in heaven. Father, we commit our invitation to you. We ask and pray all of this in Jesus' name. Would you stand very quietly and very reverently to your feet as Brother Chris comes to lead us, and Brother Ronnie and I are here at the front. Would you respond today to God's word?